Is government maybe going a little overboard on tablet technology? Are we too excited about this stuff?
Well, I don't think so. I think over the Christmas holidays, tablet adoption in the U.S. has skyrocketed from 8% to 19% of all households. So I think it's definitely coming.
Agencies are starting to adopt bring-your-own policies. Agencies are starting to look at ways that they can use the technology. Is it your view that the agencies are doing this in the right order? Are they thinking about the right things that they need to think about in the right progression?
Well, I think so. Unlike a lot of other technologies that have evolved over time, the one thing is that the federal government is coalescing on this issue. I had the Advanced Mobility Working Group with ACT-IAC, co-chaired by Dr. Rick Holgate with the ATF, and Dr. Holgate himself has been very in front of this issue for the last couple of years, trying to bring video surveillance to the ATF and now all of mobility. And now, back in December, Steve Van Roekel, the federal CIO, commissioned a group called the MGov Group, which is a task force of many government leaders to come up with a federal mobility strategy, which is due, I guess, at the end of the month.
And what do you, I know you can't predict it, but what are your expectations that a document like that will include relative to what we're seeing in mobile technology in government?
Well, I think it's they're going to have a lot of policies. I'm not privy to everything they're going to come out with, but I think you'll see something kind of what they did with cloud on security, you know, trying to propose a FedRAMP-type model for security. But I think the best thing about it isn't the fact that, you know, they're going to come out with a policy, but that all the government leaders are comparing notes, they're sharing best practices, and trying to attack this together instead of everybody in their individual silos working on it.
And I think that approach is tremendously logical. It makes a lot of sense. I had Dave McClure and Kathy Conrad here earlier in the week talking about FedRAMP, and I'll ask you the same question about mobile technology implementation that I asked them about FedRAMP. You're setting it up for agencies to use it as kind of a template to say, yes, we've qualified these whatever, in this case it's solutions, and you can go ahead and use them, but that doesn't mean the agencies will necessarily actually go ahead and use them without going off and establishing their own standards and their own procedures.
Well, once again, it's kind of a minimum requirement, but it's good, something like FedRAMP involving all the different agencies, DOD and civilian, it makes it a lot easier. So it's going to speed your adoption and your resources. You're going to be able to expand your resources. And, of course, like DOD on mobility is going to be stricter than, you know, have stricter policies than they will in civilian government. But it's a good starting point so everybody can at least agree on security controls.
I mentioned iPads when you came on. Are you getting any sense that Apple is willing to do anything to move toward the government on security, or are they really insistent on kind of staying in their own bubble?
Well, the federal market, as you know, is not what it used to be. As far as, you know, to them, it's basically a big customer, and they're selling so many of these devices, they're not inclined to change anything for the government. So I think that the idea is that there's going to be third-party vendors that have to step in and make the government happy, at least with the security controls and that type of thing.
And there are plenty of those that would be willing to do that. What I wonder is, and I know NIST is working on standards for iOS and so on, but I wonder if this move to use these devices isn't happening quickly enough that this avalanche might preclude standards from being set up, and you wind up with fragmentation, different agencies doing iOS security different ways or something like that. Is that a concern?
I think that all the agencies are comparing notes, and they're trying to do everything similarly. So I think that in this case, unlike, you know, web standards 10 years ago, the introduction of laptops, I think they're really trying to move to some common ideas to accelerate it. And we're sharing best practices better within the government IT community. For instance, NSA is looking into, they have this project called Fishbowl, where they're looking into using commercial standards to show that you can do top secret type work with commercially available projects. And there's some case studies out there. There's another one with the Neil Carmel out at Los Alamos you know, that he has mobile device management. He has Android devices. He has iOS devices. And, you know, it's Los Alamos is a secure facility. So there are some early adopters that are kind of showing us the way.
Now, the other element here, of course, is the fact that you're introducing standards and an operating system and pieces of equipment that haven't been on these networks before. Does that add an extra layer to it, or is that just kind of part of the deal?
I think it's part of the deal. I think in some sectors like DoD, it's really an issue right now because they go through a certification of the device. And that frankly, the cycles and devices are so short. They certified the Dell Streak. It's kind of a funny thing. They certified the Dell Streak for the DISN network. Dell probably dumped about $800,000 into the certification, and Mothership Dell discontinued the streak 3 days or 3 days before it got certified on the DISN network. So, yes, that's an issue, especially on the DoD, where they're centered around certifying the devices. And I think what we're seeing is that you need to have security around the application more so than the devices, because the devices are changing too rapidly to adapt to any standard.